You're listening to SBS News.
Now safe and sound, the 12 Thai schoolboys and their football coach who were trapped inside the flooded Tum Luang cave complex have spoken publicly. The Wild Boars football team faced the media with doctors and members of the Thai Navy SEAL unit that helped bring them out. Doctors say the 13 are healthy in body and mind, and are on the way to gaining back the 4 kilograms of body weight on average each person lost. The boys' 25-year-old coach, Ekapon Chuntawong, explained they had no food at all and had to drink water from stalactites hanging from the cave walls. He also described the hopelessness he felt upon realizing they'd become trapped.
I tried to go under the water and dig to see if we can go through, but I could feel that the bottom was all sand and the top was just rocks. I pulled the rope and they pulled me back. Afterward, I told one of the boys we cannot exit this way.
14-year-old Ardun Samon describes their safe rescue as a miracle. He says he was surprised to see rescuers reach them.
It happened in the evening while we were sitting on the rocks. We heard some noises of people talking at that moment, so we told each other to be quiet and listen to the noise. We weren't sure, so we listened and it turns out, yes, it's true. I was surprised.
The news conference was the first opportunity the members of the team had to speak directly to the media. Officials reviewed questions in advance to ensure that none might cause damaging psychological effects. One boy took the opportunity to apologise to his mother, saying that he didn't want to get yelled at when he got home. Another rescued boy, Sompong Jaiwong, says the experience has made him reconsider a future career path.
I want to become a professional soccer player. Another thing that I want to become is a Navy SEAL. I want to help people.
11-year-old Chanin Vibhun Drungjuan read a statement paying tribute to Saman Gunan, the retired Thai Navy SEAL diver who died delivering supplies during the rescue operation.
I would like to express our condolences, okay, and please help you rest in peace. And thank you very much for your sacrifice. Sorry, okay, to the family. And I want to say and thank you to you and your all of our family members. May he rest in peace.
Lieutenant Colonel Park Lohak San, commanding officer of the 3rd Medical Battalion, says the diver's death made him worry about the plausibility of rescuing the team.
One of the foreign divers told us when he delivered supplies that there would be enough for 1 to 2 weeks. He said the plan was to either wait for the water level to drop or having the boys wearing full face masks and dive out. We were waiting for the decision to be made outside, but inside I was doubting if the plan to dive would work. I was worried.
The boys also took time at the end of the press conference to kick a football with their rescuers. It was a story that captured the attention of people around the world, and seeing the boys with a ball at their feet again would have pleased every last onlooker. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.